Okay, the recording has started.
Okay, thank you, Jamie. Hello, everyone. This is Sherry Boone with Jamie Tenzer on March 15th, 2016 with Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged. Thanks to all of you for coming along today. Jamie and I want to share our ultimate intention for Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged. So our intention is to invite coaches with a PCC or MCC credential from a variety of backgrounds, educational experiences, and styles to share their unique skills and gifts with all of us. Since these are not mentoring sessions, you won't hear us creating a lot of distinctions during the Q&A around PCC and MCC benchmarks. Instead, what you will hear is us supporting the learning of all of us on the call from hearing experienced coaches do what they do best. So we thank you all for being a part of making this forum possible for all of our professional development. Today, we're very honored to have Kathy Harmon, MCC, as our guest coach. You can find Kathy's complete bio and see her contact info at realcoachingsessionsunplugged.com. Here's an outline of our call today. Kathy will coach her client for about 25 minutes. Then Jamie and I will interview Kathy for about 10 minutes, and then we'll open up the line for you all to be able to ask questions. At 5 minutes before the hour, we'll make a couple of announcements and close the call. So thank you so much, Kathy and your client, for joining us today. And everyone else, we invite you now to sit back and listen into this coaching session. Kathy, when you're ready, please begin your coaching.
Thank you, Jamie, and thank you, Sherry, and Jamie, too. I guess Jamie Dawn is my client. Jamie?
What? Hi, Kathy.
Oh, good. Go ahead and do whatever is necessary for you to come present right now for our meeting, and let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Alrighty. So for the 25 minutes or so that we have today, what outcome would serve you best, Jamie?
So I am thinking about quitting my radio show. I have a weekly internet radio show that I have had for the last 5 years, and April 5th, it'll be exactly 5 years, and the radio show takes up a lot of my time preparing and then 1 hour a week that I spend on it, and it does allow me to connect with people from all over the world and clients and things like that, and it gives me some marketing exposure, but I'm also thinking that I could possibly use another platform. I'm looking at maybe some other marketing strategies that I can use to promote my business and my book. And so I'm really sitting with this idea of quitting the show. So I think what I would ultimately like to come up with is feeling, I think, peaceful about whether or not I continue the show for another year or if I go ahead and make this decision in the next, I'm giving myself 3 weeks to make this next decision. Mm-hmm. And if I decide to keep it, then I'll keep it for at least another year.
So feeling peaceful around this decision.
Yeah, feeling peaceful, feeling confident that I'm making the right choice because this, if I quit the radio show, then it does affect a lot of other people around me because I am part of a group that views this radio show as being my way of contributing to the group as well. So it's not just about my marketing. It's also about this group of people that that I associate with. And I struggle with doing this in a way that doesn't make them think that I'm abandoning them.
Huh. So this decision is beyond just I want to do this or I want to do that. Why is it important to you?
It's important for me to Why is it important? I would say it's important because I need to show up for myself and for my clients and for the group that I'm associated with in a way that is of highest integrity, because that's a very big value for me. And I don't want to, like I say, come across as if I'm not a team member or a team player.
Wow, okay, so you said a couple things there. So show up in integrity.
Yeah.
For yourself, for your clients, and for this group. And also, what was the second one?
Well, I also want to make sure that that it gives, you know, a certain amount of, I don't know, it's just a reputation, really.
Right.
I want to make sure that I'm doing the right thing so that they don't feel abandoned.
Right, right.
And so that I can show up as a team player.
As a team player, right. That's the second
mm-hmm.
thing that you had said. So for today, you said several things. It's the feeling the peace and calmness around this, but we dug a little bit deeper, and it came to really you want to show integrity. And being a team player, how does that fit into all this?
Well, because I am viewed, according to some people I've talked to in this group, because I am viewed as somewhat of a front runner or leader, if I let go of the radio show, then it could appear as if I'm no longer being supportive of the group itself.
Ah.
And so then I would feel less of a team player. I would feel as though people are viewing me as somebody who has their own agenda and is running off and doing their own thing, and not really participating fully in the group process.
Okay. So what is important right now for you? Is it the team player? Is it the being integrity? Is it for our purposes of our discussion today, what is important for you?
I would say the most important thing is my integrity, because if
okay.
I don't have that, then nothing else matters.
Nothing else matters. So how will we know by the end of our meeting today that you are in integrity with this decision?
Because I'll feel confident and peaceful that the decision I'm making is because it's in alignment with my integrity above all else.
Okay, so feel calm and peaceful that the decision you made is in integrity.
Right.
With what you do. And how will you know that you are calm and peaceful?
Well, I can tell in my own energy that it changes, and I'll feel, I think, happy maybe is a good word, too. I'll be
okay.
excited and happy about this decision, whatever decision I do.
Okay. So, and you know what that feels like.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to go ahead and write this down that we're working towards. So it's feel, how do you want to say it?
I want to feel peaceful and happy about my decision with the radio show.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. So where would you like to start?
I want to start with the idea of quitting the show first and really explore that just a little bit, because there's a fear around how people are going to view me if I do quit, and the person who runs the radio shows, the station itself, could take it personally. And
mm-hmm.
I know I'm not responsible for how he's going to take it, but at the same time, I do believe I feel that I can contribute to other people's well-being. My decisions impact other people. So there's a little fear around even justifying why I want to quit the show.
What is the justification?
Part of me is simply doesn't want to do it anymore. And another part of me would like to channel my attention into something else. I just don't know what that something else would be. And I think that's the part that maybe I'm more afraid of, is I don't have a backup plan. I just feel like it's coming to its natural end, and I would like to do something different.
So having the backup plan or having the alternative, what does that do?
Well, I feel like it would give me another direction to go, because if I don't have something concrete, simply just going to him and saying, I just don't want to do my show anymore, doesn't feel like it's adult-like. It's more like a like a child.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take my toys and go home.
Yeah, yeah.
So I feel like I need to have another reason for letting it go, you know, and I just don't.
So you have to have another reason. So what does a person in integrity do in a situation like this?
Good question. I would say that it would be to maybe pick up the phone and talk to him and let him know where I'm at, and see if there is any, maybe there's a way that I could take a break from the show for a couple months, or maybe there would be something that I could do that, I don't know, I guess I would have a conversation with him just to see where his thoughts are around this and negotiate a little bit around what would feel good for both of us.
Mm-hmm. And?
So I could do that. I could probably call him and just see if there's a way that he and I could figure something out that would just feel better, because it does take a lot of work, and I don't think sometimes he understands how much work it takes in putting it in there. But I think if I at least let him know where I was at, that he could maybe come up with some ideas himself that could give me a new inspiration or a new direction that I could go.
Ah. Okay, so that's a new take on this.
Yeah.
What does that do to your peace and calm?
Well, it definitely gives me an opportunity to look at how does it do my peace and calm. In some ways, it creates a little bit of anxiety, just because I have to have a conversation with someone that he may not agree with what direction I'm going, you know, or wanting to quit. You know, so there's that a little fear of the unknown of how he might react to it, you know. Maybe he may take it personally, or he may not like it or whatever. So there's that little bit of anxiety around that. But I do also get a little bit of hopefulness that if I go this direction, at least I'm in alignment with my integrity, because I've shared with him how I feel, and even if I, you know, make the decision to quit, it's not going to blindside him, which also I think is of utmost importance. I don't want to just turn around and say I'm leaving, you know. At least he's aware.
So connecting back to your integrity.
Yeah. Yeah, because I wouldn't want somebody to drop the ball on me, you know, to just turn around and say, oh, I got to quit. You know, I mean, I know that happens, but
yeah. And what would the ideal be in this situation all around?
I think the ideal for me would be if I could be excited and really looking forward to my radio show every week. I mean, if I did have, yeah, I mean, I guess I really, in thinking about it and talking through this a little more, I don't really want to quit the show. I want to feel fulfilled with it. I want to be excited about it. I want to look forward to it. I think that's really what I want. I want to look forward to it. And I just haven't. I feel like it's been more of a burden or an obligation versus an inspiration.
Well, that could affect your decision a little bit.
That definitely affects my decision. And thank you, because now I'm getting a little more clarity on what I really want with the show. I want to feel inspired, because part of what I feel my purpose is to be inspiring to other people and inspiring others. And a radio show is a medium that I can do that. But if I don't feel inspired for the show, it's very hard for me to try and inspire others.
Ah, that sounds like an important thought there.
It is. And, you know, if it's all right, I'm just going to write it down for a second. Because I think it's something I definitely want to take a note of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What did you write?
Well, I wrote that when I feel inspired, I inspire others.
Mm. Now, how does that connect to your radio show then?
That, you know, I think when it comes to the topics that I talk about every week and the type of things that I do every week, it needs to be something that inspires me, and I just have to trust that whoever's listening is receiving inspiration, because if I'm not inspired and if I'm not passionate about what I'm talking about, then nobody else really is going to be either. And I can already feel it in my body right now, how I have this renewed sense of purpose. Like, I don't even need to talk to this guy. I feel like I actually could stay with the show as long as I'm talking about topics that inspire me. It's like 1 hour that I just get to talk about whatever makes me happy.
Your voice has completely changed.
It has. This makes such a world of difference.
Yeah. Sounds more inspiring.
I definitely feel more inspired. And it's funny because my show's tomorrow and I didn't have a single topic to talk about, but at least I didn't think so until now. And since I've been getting over flu and bronchitis and all that wonderful stuff, the thing that inspires me right now is good health. So, you know, I could talk about something like that. And and I think a lot of people can relate to that these days.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I actually don't know that I want to quit my show now. So.
Well, interesting. So. What did you learn about coming to peace and calmness about decision making?
I think what I've learned in this process, that for me to talk it out gives me some peace and calmness. I can come up with a resolution, a solution. That, you know, it's one thing to talk it out in my head, but it's another thing to verbalize it with someone. So, being able to have someone like you to kind of process this with has been very helpful. So I think for me, finding my peace and my calmness when it comes to decisions, I can find it when I talk about it with others that I feel safe and I can trust.
Is that something you want to capture?
Absolutely. Love it. Thank you.
So now what does that do to your level of peace and happiness about your decision with the radio show?
Well, I can say that it's gone up quite a bit. So I feel very peaceful and very happy and ready to tackle the subject matter, and it shouldn't take me long to knock it out. So I actually feel more alive than I have in the week. So thank you.
You can certainly hear it in your voice.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, so, I feel great.
So what will you do, what actions can you take to keep up your momentum now? This, I mean, you just made me sit up in the chair, so
well,
what do you think,
I think
you'll do next?
I think it's collaborating with someone that I can that understands what I'm doing, and mm-hmm. And I can bounce some ideas off once a week, you know. And I had a Monday marketing meeting with my marketing director, and that was something that we hadn't talked about in a while, was the radio show. So maybe that's something that he and I can sit down and talk about and, on Mondays. And yeah, I think that's something I could definitely do.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
How will you be accountable to do that?
I'll have him hold me accountable. Put that back on our agenda for our meeting, and then also my radio show should start to feel even more alive mm-hmm. because I'll have that momentum and that energy behind it. So, and I'll also notice too in the responses that I get from the people listening and from clients and stuff is that they'll feel the inspiration. They'll let me know because they're pretty vocal, which is nice.
Oh, great. And you can feel the momentum and the energy through the phone line, the complete change in how you are. And from when you started and you sounded a little hesitant, you spoke slowly, you were kind of working your way through your thoughts, and now I hear a completely different energy.
I'm definitely more feeling more confident in putting the show together and even, you know, the subject matter. And also, I feel like I'm in my integrity by staying a part of the group, too. It didn't feel quite right to leave because, mm-hmm. I don't feel like it's the right time, and two, because it was just one of those things where I wanted to, didn't want to quit the show. I just wanted to feel more inspired about it. And I do like the group of people that I'm connected with in that way. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very nice. Well, thank you very much for being so open, willing to look at a different perspective, a little bit different perspective, mm-hmm. and having the self-awareness to realize that it was the inspiration you needed as opposed leaving that. It makes me happy to hear the change in your energy and how you're
doing.
Thank
you. So thank you. Thank you for this.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for bringing me along for the ride. Is there anything else you need to be complete today?
No, I don't think so, unless you want to sit down and write my radio show with me.
Call me later.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you so much, Jamie.
Okay, great. Thank you, Kathy, and thank you, Jamie. What a great session, Kathy. Thank you so much. Beautifully done. Pleasure to listen. So Jamie and I, the other Jamie, my Jamie, would like to ask you a couple of questions. You know,
sure.
Kathy, for me, I was so appreciating how you so skillfully took that first part of the session to set the agreement with your client. You know, it was so complete, I thought, that you asked her what she wanted to talk about and why is it important, and so many questions to really focus in and hone her in on, you know, exactly what what she wanted to get from the session. I thought it was so beautifully done. And I wondered, could you just speak to that? What's important about doing that? What you found, you know, just that whole area around setting the agreement at the beginning. Would you speak to that, please?
Sure. This is a subject that is near and dear to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that when you set a clear, measurable outcome at the very beginning of the meeting, it allows you to know what you are coaching towards.
Yeah.
It gives your client more clarity around what it is they want.
Right.
It also gives the client a feeling of fulfillment at the end when they gauge their progress against what it is that they wanted. And they may not have achieved it, but at least they see progress, and they can learn from that.
Right.
So without having that clear outcome, you can't have active listening, because what are you listening for? You can't have powerful questions, because what are you working towards or creating awareness?
Yeah.
So it is integral to a good coaching meeting to be able
mm-hmm.
to establish agreement well and clearly.
Right, right. Okay, yes, thank you. Thank you. It's near and dear to my heart, too. Yeah, good. And speaking of the, you know, just a little bit of a follow-up question to that, Kathy. So
mm-hmm.
you said the clear and measurable outcome. And
mm-hmm.
So could you just say a little bit more about what questions, just to remind, you know, everyone on the call, what are some of those questions that can help that process?
Well, a couple different ways you can ask. One is just saying something like, how will we know that you got that?
Yeah.
Or you can say, how can we measure that you got it? And there's many different ways. The whole idea is for us to have some way to know that we are working towards something and we're making progress towards it.
Yep. Perfect. Great. Thank you. I'm going to go back to Jamie, and then I'll come back with another one. But Jamie, do you have a question for Kathy?
Yeah, it's an observation, I guess, with a question. And I just thought this was such a fantastic example. We always talk about not taking responsibility for the outcome and really, you know, that our client is the expert and all that. And I just thought this was such a great example of how to be fully present and 100% in your role, and your client is in her role, and you are there collaborating and exchanging ideas and questions, but all the responsibility, power, choice, everything was with your client. And it was such a distinction there. You know, a lot of it showed up in what Sherry's talking about with creating the agreement. But I just, you know, even in the beginning when you said, what you need to do to be present for the call, something like that, I'm paraphrasing, you know, it was just like really giving her that power.
Mm-hmm.
And all your questions too. I wanted to point that out, that it just felt so clear and so distinct. And I wanted to ask you also, what, if anything, do you do to kind of prepare yourself for coaching prior to getting on a coaching session?
Well, several different things. I do a short meditation. To become present myself, I have a spiritual background. I ask for my guides, my whoever, to bring clarity to me and to make me a catalyst for the client's learning. And so that helps bring me here and helps put me in the position to be somebody that will be a stepping off point for the client to learn something powerful and useful to them.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So that's how I usually start. Also, I usually bring myself up to speed with what we have done in the past, what the client's desired outcomes for the whole program are, make sure that we're still in sync.
Okay, and I also had a question about you use the tool of writing it down, you know, for your client to write certain
mm-hmm.
things down. And I'm just curious, is that something that you have set up ahead of time with this client as a tool, or is that something you typically do with everyone, or where did that come from?
I do that with all my clients. And I'm trained in the Success Unlimited Networks training.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we believe is that that a person learns best when they can get those thoughts, those insights, those ideas down on the paper.
Mm-hmm.
That the act of writing it down helps get it into long-term memory. And
mm-hmm.
you can think about it when you're having conversations with people. You might get all kinds of cool ideas and such. If you don't write them down, they're gone. They're
mm-hmm.
here, they're out. And I do discuss this with my clients at the very beginning of our client or coaching program,
mm-hmm.
is that I will be inviting them to write mm-hmm. down what they learn.
Yeah.
And what they end up with is a whole list of life's little instruction booklets just unique to them. And our clients find them just immeasurably helpful to remember these things, because we forget. I mean, we're human beings. Life happens and we forget all these wonderful things that we had realized. When we have some place to go back and look at them, it really helps people to get back to, oh, yeah, I remember now. I know what to do.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Sherry?
Yes, thank you. I'm loving to listening to all of this. So, Kathy, I also noticed so many great questions that you were asking as you went along with your client in this session. And I'm noticing that I always love, you know, those stepping back, the bigger picture questions. And
mm-hmm.
I loved you when you asked her, what would the ideal be all the way around? You know, just giving your client that opportunity to sort of step out of the weeds or step up above them or something and ask some of those bigger picture questions. I think that can be so helpful in a session. So I really appreciated all of your questions. And just to follow up on something that Jamie said about, you know, making sure or just so you were so clear that your client was fully responsible, that you weren't taking anything on here. And I love the way you asked her at the end, what actions can you take to keep up your momentum? Just moving her forward, moving into that action place, but also allowing her to take the full responsibility for what
mm-hmm.
was going to happen. So I thought that was really so nicely done.
Thanks.
So I guess my question, and then I'm going to open it up to others, but my question, Kathy, then would be, what, when you work with a client, what is your sort of overall philosophy or, you know, what is it that you bring that you would say, if you could just sort of let us peek inside your internal process a little bit, you know, what is it that you are telling yourself or how are you coming to the call? What intention do you have? Or what is it that you, I'm stacking my questions here, Kathy, as you hear.
Okay, let's see. Question number one.
Yeah, you can take any of those.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, my, I guess, prime driver is curiosity. I find that I learn something from every client meeting I have.
Yeah.
For some reason, I guess it's synchronicity, that it seems like just about every client meeting I have has some parallel to something that's going on in my own life. And so I obviously can't possibly know their answers. I don't know my own answers. And
yeah.
So there's a curiosity of what are they going to do? What's important here? And even why are they telling me this? So it helps me to come to the meeting as a learner rather than as a problem solver.
Yeah.
And it helps avoid those, trite coaching questions or the, you know, what can we do to solve this for you feeling. That I'm not there to solve it. I'm just there to see what they're going to do.
Right.
And just, you know, create that sacred space for them to work through and learn how to work through. I mean, it's really important for them to gain the skills to do this without me.
Yeah. 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 I love that when you say that. I come as a learner. Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So let's give everyone a chance. So everyone, if you've been on before, you know the drill here. You can press *6. So if you have a question, comment, acknowledgement for Kathy, please go ahead and press *6 now.
OK. Gosh, they're speechless.
Hi, this is Maylee.
Yes, Maylee, go ahead, please.
Hi, Maylee.
Hi, first of all, thank you for the call. This is my first unplugged session, so I really appreciated listening in on a real pro. My question for you is, I heard that the session went in a kind of a surprising direction, which is great. You know, she really had a breakthrough and things really shifted in a big way. I understood at the beginning that the desired outcome was to have peace and calm around the decision.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm wondering is, considering the surprising turn in her thinking, I don't recall you might have, but I don't recall you coming back to that point at the end. And I'm wondering, when you have a coaching session with such a surprising turn, do you come back to that initial intention, or does it then seem kind of irrelevant?
No, it's never irrelevant. I did ask her at one point, what does this do for your peace and happiness around the decision?
Yes, I heard
that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I did bring it back to that.
Kind of midway through the call.
Mm-hmm. Right. And at that point she said, I'm there. I've got that. Okay, so, she had that revelation, I thought about, okay, does this change the original outcome? But the outcome was peaceful and happy about my decision with the radio show.
Yeah.
And what she said is, oh, I'll keep doing it. There was her decision, which is why I asked her then, what does this do to your peace and calm?
Yeah, okay. Okay, very good. Thank you.
Okay, sure.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Good question.
Hello, this is
I'm glad you brought that up, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hello, this is John.
John,
hey, John.
John, can you speak up just a little bit? We can't hear you very well.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
That's better, thank you.
I think you touched on this, Jamie, but I liked how when Kathy asked the question, you know, how will you know your integrity, and Jamie said, I'll be calm and peaceful, and then I thought, well, you know, that sounds a little like it could be vague, but then she followed it up with, how will you know if you're calm and peaceful? And I thought that was really masterful because it really would help Jamie clarify exactly what that meant. And, you know, I was looking at Kathy's book that's on her website, Pause, and when Jamie kind of changed directions, I thought of a quote in that book, a question not asked is the door not opened. And that one question, you know, that Kathy asked just really seemed to open that door for Jamie, you know, to realize, well, you know, it's not that I don't want to do the show. I, you know, just want to feel, you know, more excited. And a question that came up, just because I'm curious, is I wondered what kind of radio talk show Jamie does and how it's related to her purpose and passion.
I will leave that to Jamie to answer.
I was going to say, do you want me to answer that? So thanks for the question. I'm a professional psychic and coach as well, and so my radio show has a myriad of spiritual teachings that go into it, and sometimes even in the spiritual world, you wonder if it's having any effect on anybody. So I do offer readings on the air as well as information around ancient wisdom teachings and spirituality.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, John. And who else has a question or comment for Kathy? Again,
hi,
pressing. Yeah, go ahead.
This is Barb.
Hi, Barb.
Hi there.
Hi, Barb.
Thank you for this. This is, I think, my second session. I just really enjoy these. And, Kathy, thank you for your masterful coaching. I'm always interested to see how coaches get so much done in so little time. My sessions tend to be a little bit longer. So I'm really grateful for this. But a couple comments. I wanted to be specific. I found it very interesting that Jamie was the client, right? I got
mm-hmm.
that right.
Yeah.
That Jamie initially said that she gave herself 3 weeks to make the decision. and that it sounded like there was some resolution at the end of the session. So I thought that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wanted to acknowledge, Kathy, the way that you tied the importance of staying integrity was a thread that went throughout the whole coaching. And specifically when Jamie was thinking about if I go another direction, it doesn't feel adult-like. And your question was, what does a person in integrity do in this situation like this, something like that. So that, and I think that was when she responded, that's a really good question. I know mm-hmm. I heard that at least once. But that coming up, I thought, was noteworthy. And so thank you.
Ah, thank you. Yeah, good point.
Mm-hmm. Good, thank you,
Barb. And,
you
know, it's interesting, the whole thing about the adult. I mean, every time the client speaks, when they stop speaking, I think about, well, okay, where do I go next with this? And, you know, you have choices. I could have then gone down, well, tell me about this adult child thing. But I figured that what she really wanted was to be in integrity, so that's what prompted that question.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That was wonderful tying that back. I also wanted to comment, I really found your statement that you come as a learner rather than a problem solver, a short, succinct way to remember for us not to go down problem solving.
Right.
I thought that was extremely
It's hard sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very valuable. So, yeah.
Good.
Well done. Thank you for letting me listen in. I also made a note of your life's little, write your own life's little instruction book. I thought
oh, right.
Yeah. Neat things. I got some great insights.
Great. Good. I'm glad you did. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Barb. Mm-hmm. Okay. Who else?
This is Fred. I have a question.
Okay, Fred, go ahead.
I have been taught you cannot coach a feeling, but I understand that the outcome can be about a feeling or the measure can be about a feeling. Can you address that distinction?
I'm interested in your statement that you cannot coach a feeling. Can you please explain that?
If you ask the client, what would you like to get from the call today? And they say, I just want to be at peace. That it's the beginning of finding an agenda, but it's not an agenda to be at peace at the end of the call.
Ah, gotcha. Okay, so what I did when she said, she started out with, I have to make this decision, I want to feel at peace with that, is why I asked her why it was important. So what she really ended up with is wanting to be in integrity. Now, she, again, that's being. You can coach around being. In fact, that's the deepest coaching you can do. How she wrote it out was peaceful and happy, that she wanted to be peaceful and happy about my decisions on the radio show. But she had already said that the peaceful and happiness is what she will feel when she is in integrity. So that was meaningful to her in that context.
It's a measure, but it's not the goal by itself.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Hello.
Thank you, Fred. Yes, go ahead.
It's Pooja here.
Yes.
Yeah, Kathy, it was amazing to hear the call where Jamie began by not having a coaching topic and then going away feeling inspired. So it kind of blows you away.
It was fun.
Yes, it sure was. My question was tapping into your intuition. I noticed towards the end you shared with Jamie that you realized that she was being thoughtful. She wasn't very energetic at the beginning of the session, but you brought this up right at the end. So I'm wondering what led you not to reflect that right at the beginning when you were sensing that your client wasn't feeling engaged, was thoughtful, was low, was talking slowly, but you made a call and brought it forth at the end. So I just wanted to understand the intuition here.
Okay. So at the beginning, her slow speech and such, I knew she was coming off of a flu. She's been ill for several days. And so the assumption I had is she was being low-key because she wasn't feeling well. What really brought it home is when she became inspired and her energy changed, and it was so different that it made it very apparent. So at the end, I wanted to acknowledge her for the skills that she brought to the meeting and what she enabled her to get the learnings that she got and get to the decisions she made and the outcome that she wanted. So in doing that, I wanted to point out that she had come in feeling this way, but she had basically inspired herself to raise her own energy. And so that was more of an acknowledgement than it was a learning for her.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
That was a good question, Pooja. That was a very good question.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Pooja.
Thank you.
Okay. Who else? Okay, excellent. Jamie, I will turn it back over to you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Sherry, and thank you, Kathy, and everybody for your fantastic questions.
Mm-hmm.
Before we finish up the call, I just want to invite those of you listening to share with us any takeaways that you have from today's session, something that will support you as a coach as you move forward in your coaching. So who would like to share?
This is Denise. And
yes.
One of my takeaways, I felt like I had many, was the having the client write down what they want today, and then the what was mentioned earlier about the life little instruction book, too, to write things down. I just thought that that was genius to have them do that.
Yeah.
You can
and
thank Carrie Bell for that.
Pardon me?
You can thank Carrie Bell for that.
Okay. Will do. Thank you. It was a great session with an interesting twist at the end.
Great.
I like
Good.
That.
Great. Thank you, Denise.
You're welcome.
All right. Who else? Takeaway from today's call. And just hit *6 if you'd like to talk.
Hi, this is Maylee.
Yes.
My takeaway is the reminder on how important it is to set a clear and measurable outcome at the beginning. This is something that I think I could really improve on, and I appreciated the reminder of how important it is and why it's important. So thank you for that.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That makes me happy to hear that.
Great. Who else?
This is Brianna.
Yes.
So two things. One is it was such a delight, Kathy, to hear you set that agreement with your client. It was so beautifully well done, and and just came together so quickly. It takes me sometimes 20 minutes before we come to an agreement. So I learned something from that. And two, I thought that you were just, your presence was remarkable. What a great role model for me. I just thought it was great. So I thank you for that.
Oh, thank you.
Good. Anyone else?
This is Barb again.
Yeah.
Everything I said before, and I have one other to add. I've studied with Marian Franklin, and she does, she emphasizes a lot the when you listen to make sure you're giving appropriate reflections and, you know, not questioning to death. So that was another excellent example of responding appropriately and then not even always with a question. And yet there was, you know, well balanced back and forth and client opened up. So good job on that.
Thank you.
Great. All right. And one more person. I have to remember not to say one more person because nobody ever wants to be the one more person. So would anyone else like to share?
I'll share. Jamie, this is Sherry.
Cool.
And I'm going to, this is a quotable for me from Kathy, from you, I come as a learner. Love that. So thank you. Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Great. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Let's see. So in closing today, I just want to thank you again, Kathy, for your masterful coaching. It was really wonderful to listen to you and to have all that feedback from everyone and to learn from you. So thank you.
You're very welcome. It was my pleasure.
Our next Real Coaching Sessions call will be on Tuesday, April 12th at 2 o'clock Eastern with Sarah Arbell, MCC. And you can read up about her on our website, Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged, and we hope you will join us. Before I give the last code word, I just have one announcement. Our CCE course, Deeper Conversations for Credentialed Coaches, has just begun this week. And we offer rolling enrollment, and you can earn anywhere from 3 to your full 40 hours of CCEUs, all on the phone, and it's flexible and affordable, and we have 2 time options to choose from. So please have a look and check it out at deeperconversationscoaching.com. We'd love to have you come along for all or part of the program. So now I'm going to stop the recording and give the final code word.